Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, wankers, monkey spankers, and plank yankers, memorializers, and demoralizers, and demilitarizers, and decriminalizers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, but we are all children of sex. And if you're tuned in live, it's the last FDR. What's that stand for? Fuck the rich.
Fuck the rich.
Mm-hmm. Also, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd President of the United States, who kind of fucked the rich, you know? But he left them alive. He didn't eat them. He just taxed them. So we're riding our self-love train into the climax of Masturbation Month 2021. And it's Memorial Day weekend. So how to conjoin such odd bedfellows. Manhandle those hot dogs, boys. Mash those potatoes, ladies. Memorial Day heats up like the sizzling smell of fresh barbecue. Of course, Memorial Day is also a requiem for the dead. The people who have been barbecued in America's perma wars. The American dead, that is. The other dead can get their own requiem, right? Memorial Day is for America's dead soldiers. We are the masturbation nation serving the multinational corporations. And so, on this solemn, sunny weekend, we salute the troops who have given the ultimate gift for this corporation we call our nation, risking their lives in the military jobs lottery. Join up and spin the roulette wheel to see if you wind up with veterans' benefits or your head blown off. But and Captain Max, I think, and maybe some other people in Bonoboville. I haven't checked with everybody. But Max and I do not salute the US/IDF, that is American Israeli Military Industrial Complex, or the perma wars that they fight in other nations, whose citizens also enjoy masturbation, as we all enjoy manhandling our horny hot dogs and or mashing our pretty potatoes from time to time. That's part of what it means to be human and to accept it in ourselves and others is part of what it means to be humane. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners of all masturbation nations around the world, whether your particular nation condemns masturbation as an evil sin or just calls anyone who does it a pathetic sex addict, we all do it, at least sometimes, or maybe several times a day. An hour. Whatever. We are one world in wanking. So lay down your arms and use your hand or your fingers or your vibrator. And shoot the gun between your legs. You could even use a bullet as long as it's the vibrator bullet, you know.
My balls felt something just then.
That's Captain Max feeling something in his balls. And that's
my
Mariah,
golf balls.
We call the wind. Aww. And we are celebrating.
There's Mariah, and this is not turning because...
The final okay. Saturday Hello. Night of Masturbation Month. Right. And also, we are celebrating Memorial Day.
Yes.
And our engineer walked in, and guess what else we're celebrating? I'm going to let it out the gate. Abe's birthday.
Woohoo! All right, Abe.
Woohoo! I mean,
thanks, Casey.
Oh, there's Casey. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I guess we're already on Clubhouse here on FDR.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Clubhouse.
Fuck to Rich. We're also on Reddit.
This is Max House from the Penthouse.
Max House.
Max House.
Captain Max, Prince Maximilian Rudolph Leblevich de Lebkowitz de Fillingeri. That's right. Yeah. And Mariah, and who else is here? Okay. So, unseen Abe is very seen at this moment because he's on the cusp of his birthday. It falls in the middle of the week, so it's kind of, you know.
Is that why he has a tie on?
I think so. I think so. He's like a...
Special occasion, special like, tie.
Yes. Wow.
Why do you have a tie on?
So I can take it off.
You can take it off. Just leave your hat on. You're not wearing a hat. All right. Leave your mask on. So, happy birthday, Abe.
Thank
You're
you,
almost
Dr.
something. What are you almost?
I'm still a 20-something.
Okay, okay. But almost, are you making your way into a new decade?
No, that'll be next year.
Okay. So you're 29.
Yeah.
29. Wow, that's a good age. That's, you know. You're still young, but you're approaching middle age.
Yeah.
So, that's good. Better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Right. So, you got any celebration plans?
Yeah, I'm gonna dye my hair so you don't get to see my gray hairs anymore.
Oh yeah. Are you gonna dye it a special color?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do like cotton candy pink.
Woo! That's a birthday boy color.
Oh. Goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
talk goodness. About a gender reveal. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, nice. I know. I'm telling all these gender reveal party people, just dye your hair the color of your baby. And if it's a boy, it's pink.
You know, yeah.
If it's a boy, it's pink.
Absolutely. I mean, this gender reveal stuff just gets me. Partly because some of these parties kill people, and partly because it's just so stupid and ruins the child's whole gender concept.
It's always explosions involved, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the actual father of the child dies in the process. Like,
oh, with that plane accident.
Something like that. Anyway, don't do gender reveal parties.
I feel like we've said that a lot recently.
Yeah, you know. We're also saying a lot, don't shoot people.
Yep, and it keeps happening. Keep happening.
You know, this is the American war at home. It's like we're bringing the wars, speaking of Memorial Day, home. The mass shootings.
It is a war by right-wing fanatics who are so paranoid that someone is going to come to their house, especially the government, with a tank, blow your whole house up, and you're sitting there with your pistol. You know what? Grab your balls and pray, because you ain't got a chance, baby.
Or maybe your AR-15, maybe, like, so many rounds of ammunition. I don't even understand what this guy that just shot off the rail yard was preparing for. Armageddon, I guess. But we are bringing the wars home. The mass shootings are now on the killing fields of supermarkets and schoolrooms and workplaces like the rail yard and massage parlors. And of course, your home, of course, parties. these are the casualties of war that we have brought home. And I do believe there is a relationship between this, these wars at home that we're now experiencing, and the wars that we fight overseas. Because, number one, a lot of them involve veterans with PTSD. And they now are paranoid, and with good reason. It's not even paranoid. It's because they've been damaged. They've been traumatized by war. And some of them are police officers. And the police officers have inherited hand-me-down military equipment to use in the war of American police against the people of America.
Like the military surplus, right?
Yeah. Tanks and guns that shouldn't be used anywhere, really, but certainly not in a domestic situation to police our neighbors. And it's not just veterans. It's all kinds of people, our walking PTSD basket case, amosexual packers. And through the constant media assault upon our senses, we just feel war, war, war. And the lack of sex that's permissible. All kinds of violence incites our passions. What about our passion for sex? Why can't that be incited? That must not be incited, according to our owners at big tech. Yeah. You know, George Carlin talked about our owners, but this was before big tech, really. Big tech are now big owners of the commons, the area that the people can gather. They control what we can say. And mostly, it's not sex. Mostly, they let you say all kinds of violent stuff. They pick and choose what they might censor, yeah. And they often censor people that are anti-violent because they're using words that convey violence. Crazy stuff. But meanwhile, the shooting is going on as we are trying to open the world back up. The amosexuals want to shoot it up. Please, go back inside.
Don't be so paranoid. You're paranoid.
Anyway, a guy with a knife could probably take you down before you can take your AR-15 off of your shoulders and load it. And oh my God, what a mess.
I actually saw that today.
Did you really?
I saw that. I was watching an old Western movie.
Uh-huh.
And it was like two guys doing like the cowboy standoff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And one guy, he had like a knife behind his hand, uh-huh. And the other guy had a gun. And before the guy could whip out his gun, the guy threw a knife at his his chest, and it got him.
Yeah, that's why the LAPD shoots you if you have a knife, because you can get to them before you can actually shoot them. Think about that. Oh, I need a bulletproof shield. I don't need a gun. By the way,
are you speaking or reading?
I am.
I mean, I know you're speaking.
I am stoned, and I also am speaking.
Are you reading things people are saying, speaking your mind?
Also, this guy says it's amazing. This guy is talking without moving his lips.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he's looking at me. I'm like, she's talking.
Oh, yeah, because I was talking too. And
All right. So, yeah.
But yeah, the knife thing, yeah, that could also get you.
That's true.
Shout out to Jux Lee.
Jux is in the
photographer. He's in Clubhouse right now.
Oh, he's in Clubhouse.
Yeah.
He's also in Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Bean420 on Reddit wants to know what strain you're smoking on, Max.
What strain? You know, I went out in the yard before and I cut some grass. And then I baked it. It's pretty good, but I don't actually know what strain it is. You know, I'm an old hippie. I'm not a marijuana expert. Right. That's right. And we interrupted Dr. Susie, so in a minute, we're done? No.
No, I'm fine. I don't know if you interrupted me. But, I mean, I guess I'm talking a blue streak. I'm on a constant wave of chatter. Sure, you're always interrupting me in a way all through my life. I'm
marriage.
Speaking.
That's like, marriage.
Not the thing interrupters.
No.
No, none of that.
It's kind of like our Vice President Kamala telling the former guy, I'm speaking.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, he actually was interrupting her. And she was very school marmish and cute about it. I liked that about that debate. It was...
Well, you have to do that
the
for...
The second best thing about the debate, the best thing was the fly. And did you see that Ted Cruz actually ate the fly? Okay. Hey. I know this is a show about sex, and this is a little bit disgusting for those of you who are looking for a turn-on.
This is...
But, you know, that's... Sorry about that. But he ate the fly. Or maybe it was a cicada?
Well, you know, he's used to that. He eats a lot of shit.
Well, yeah, some people think that there's so much shit inside of him that the fly went into his mouth looking for it, attracted
probably
to
because
the shit.
There's a reason. You see, your stomach is the center of your health. Okay? So now he has all this poison in there. In his stomach. And maybe having eaten this what was that thing?
Well, we think it was some sort of
roach.
Insect.
Insect, okay.
Maybe a worm.
A worm, yeah. The guy's disgusting anyway. He's disgusting.
This has overseen Cancun Cruise. Now he's Toad Cruise because he's like a toad that eats flies right into his mouth. And he looks very toad-like, actually. And I know it's not right to make fun of people's looks. And I could say I don't do it, but I do. But anyway, he's Toad Cruise.
Okay.
He's eating flies. And Cancun Cruise is kind of old at this point. So,
now he has a beard. Does he have a beard now, or did he cut it off?
Oh, Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about Toad Cruz's hair.
Yeah, that's right. There's fleas in
there. Hairy Toad Cruz, not exactly.
There's crabs in there.
Attractive. No, don't want to talk about it.
You're going to lose the next election.
I have a few things I want to talk about.
Oh, yes, please
do. I could, like, run over a list, and you could tell me what you want to hear about first. So first of all, there's the throwback show, which is called Masturbation Not Occupation from 2013. It was really political and really sexual with lots of squirting.
Right.
And also people from antiwar.com who have been kicked off of Twitter for something.
Advocating.
Censoring. Yeah. I don't know. But in any case,
anti-war.
I could talk about that. I could give my final eighth great virtue of masturbation for the last night of masturbation month. And I could also talk about the late, great Gavin McLeod, who just passed away at the age of 90.
Oh,
Love Boat.
Let's talk about him. These kids here, they never heard of him.
No, they might go away if we talk about him. So we're going to talk about him.
Yeah, please.
Right. I have a great interview with him, by the way, if you want to watch him talk about his feelings. He talks with me at the Hollywood show in 2015. And he's really, really amazing. He's very flirtatious. And I guess since he passed away at 90, that would make him 84. And he says he liked my skirt. He calls me Marilyn.
Oh, yes.
And I was very Marilyned up, and I had a picture of Marilyn on my skirt. And he says, I like the skirt, and the top ain't bad either. After the flirtation, I ask him about his book, and we talk about his book. This is your captain speaking. And then I had done a little research on him, and I happen to know that he had gotten divorced and gotten married again to the same woman. And so I asked him about that, and he said that he had put the love boat before his own love.
I can imagine.
And he was very swept up in his career. And there were a lot of pretty girls, a lot of beautiful celebrities, and also extras and whatnot on the ship. But I'm not saying anything about that. But he got divorced, and then he got reunited through Jesus.
Right,
and
right. It was Jesus.
I let him tell the story to my fairly agnostic, let's say, audience. And he was very passionate. He said that his wife prayed with a group of ladies, and that he also had this experience in which he saw that Jesus wanted him to get back together with his wife. And they did. They got remarried. And he said, there are three people in this marriage. And at first I thought he was talking about some kind of threesome. And then he said, his wife, Patty, and him, and Jesus. It's kind of the...
That's a poly couple right there.
Yeah.
Trinity. Yeah.
A trinity.
Right. And it was really beautiful. I criticize the church a lot. I criticize the synagogue a lot. I occasionally criticize Muslims and Hindus and everybody. But I think religion can be a beautiful thing. And that's why I co-opt a lot of religious practices. But in any case, I felt that this was a beautiful story and that he should tell this beautiful story of his wife and him and Jesus. And then in the next breath, he's telling me that I've been watching you walk around this place, and I'll tell you, I like your look. It was all right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I eat that stuff up like a cannibal, but I'm not a cannibal.
And you see him looking down at your cleavage the whole time.
Well.
And he's going, mm-hmm.
He liked my cleavage. He liked my skirt. He liked my everything. We also talked about a love boat segment that he'd done with Charo, who's... She was a real sex pod of the 60s. A Latina Mae West. He was repping Princess Cruz. And, you know, I just love that he was bringing people together for romance. And, you know, I'm a sucker for a man in a captain's hat. So, yeah, it was a beautiful little video. And we posted it. And, yes, Captain Max, what happened?
Well, next, of course, they figured out who you were, and you were interviewing him. So they were very concerned as to where this interview was going to play.
They being the PR people.
People and lawyers who said, well, the captain doesn't know what he's doing, of course. You know, he's very old.
Yes, and very Christian.
Yeah, very.
They kind of wanted to throw Jesus into the mix.
Oh, yeah, Jesus got thrown in there. It's like, it's all his fault.
And we'd already posted the interview.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it would have swayed us to not post it, but it certainly wasn't going to sway us to take it down.
And no, we have sort of a history of that.
True. And it's a very nice interview. It's not like I was trying to harm him or
No. It's
him
a great
looking like a fool. He does look like a horny dude, but a nice guy and not doing anything inappropriate. And I'm certainly egging him on. I'm not saying, oh, you're harassing me. No, it was a very nice little interaction, but they wrote us a letter. They were very upset.
Yes.
Lighthouse Entertainment, I can say. I don't think I'll read the letter, but it's kind of boring.
But there's some good parts.
Hi, Dr. Block. Per my conversation today with your office, that would be you, Captain Max.
Yes.
We appreciate your interest in Gavin McLeod. On Saturday, Gavin was kind enough to provide an interview, knowing the content of your adult entertainment.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Well, I am a therapist. I do work with adults. I am also an entertainer. And certainly my interview with him was entertaining. It is something that children can see. And there's nothing in there that isn't appropriate for children.
Of course not.
But I gear what I do for adults, so I don't even mind that. It's supposedly kind of a veiled insult. As you know, Mr. McLeod is an advocate of marriage, as am I. Am I not married now for 29 years? Then it was about 24? So, yeah. Sure, I know that. And strongly involved with ministries. Well, I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block of the Church of the Bonobo Way.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord and the Lady.
Lady.
Amen and amen, women. And amen, a woman. Gender fluid.
Yeah.
We all need that fluidity.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are starting to say an a women now.
Yeah, I like a women. I've been saying
since
the 20th century.
Right. But it's slowly sliding into the...
I really figured it out when I was inspired by that guy, Scott, the televangelist.
Oh, Dr. Scott at night with the cigar.
Yes.
Oh, he was great.
He would sometimes be quiet.
Yeah,
for a half hour.
No. First of all, this guy had this huge building.
He was wealthy.
Yeah,
he made a lot of money off of people
and
their desire to get in touch with God.
Right. The guy would sit there like this, smoking his cigar.
And I tell you, when we're entering the erotic theater of the mind and say, hey, this is make-believe. He, on the other hand, makes make-believe into reality.
Yeah, he was good.
I want to pick up his style. And so I started to kind of talk like him or try to, you know. And also inspired, of course, by Dr. Martin Luther King in a good way. And then Dr. Scott in his bad way. And then somehow A Women came in with amens. So, yeah, but I'm cool with them doing it in the Congress. But some people don't like it. A lot of people tell me when I say A Women, they think that I'm just picking it up for now. And they go, do you know that A Men has nothing to do with actual men? Yes, I know that. It's a Hebrew word, which is really amen. It's not amen. But we say amen, 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 amen. You know, that song. But I know that it originally comes from the Hebrew, amen, which means so it shall be or something like that. Something meaningless, really. But yeah, I know that. But it's cool to say a women because... it's fun to play with language in a positive way. Don't take away my words, word police. All right. And that includes that word grooming. I want that word back.
Oh,
don't you
grooming.
Be calling grooming a bad word. I was not grooming Gavin McLeod, but I did a great interview with him. They tried to get me to take it down. And we left a message for them saying, yeah, it's a great interview. We promote the spiritual aspects.
Basically, thank you for being in touch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And we believe in Jesus's excellent advice to, quote, judge not that ye be not judged. Matthew 7:1. Mm. Amen and amen.
Here, here.
So if you want to watch that interview, I put it up on the YouTube. So if you're watching it, if you're not on YouTube, you got to go to our YouTube. And it's in the comment section. I put it at the very top. It's a watch the Gavin McLeod interview with Dr. Susan Block.
It's really
and
funny.
I put the link right there so you can get to it. It's free.
Great interview. It's funny. And if you like Gavin McLeod, you'll love it. He's the captain.
Who else did you interview
down
there?
Right?
Ed Asner.
Yeah.
Danny Glover.
Right?
Oh, Danny Glover. Yeah, you guys know about Danny Glover?
Oh, yeah. He was in Angels in the Outfield, that Disney movie. Like.
I didn't even see that.
Pew Pew D's on Reddit says that Danny Glover is from San Francisco.
All right.
Okay.
Nice to know. Thank you.
Shout out Danny Glover.
That info. And watch our Danny Glover interview. He's very sweet. I ask him about sex, and he says that he misses having sex like he used to because he's older. And he says, what I really miss is waking up inside of her, meaning his wife. So he falls asleep while he's doing the deed. That's cool. I think that's very romantic.
Nice.
He's doing it. And then he falls asleep right inside of her.
Imagine you wake up that way.
And
in
he's
the morning.
Big enough to stay inside of her while he's asleep, folks. So, you know.
Wait, that wasn't in the movie.
I know. See, I get this stuff in my interviews. You got to watch them.
But nobody
the
will
play
them.
The whole Hollywood show series.
Play them.
And I have Kay Parker, too, star of Taboo. Of course, she's a porn star. But a very exceptional, iconic porn star. And Nina Hartley is on there. And lots of interesting people.
Man, you've had some great Masturbation Month stuff.
Over the years, right?
Yeah. And that interview was... Oh, that was the one on YouTube that you just... Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Danny Glover is on YouTube. Mm. I'm going to put it on there.
And who's the one you did, that hunter who then died...
The hunter that died.
The bear guy.
Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams, right.
Talking about Grizzly Adams.
Right.
Grizzly.
Dan Haggerty.
Oh, he was amazing. And I have to say, exceptional, because he does really, really love non-human animals. And he loves bonobos. And we had a great conversation about bonobos. And that was at the same Hollywood show. And he passed away. He is a great guy. And I'm looking at the others on that Hollywood show.
Dr. Susie has the best interview with Betty Page, A. Gomez Wee says on Reddit.
Betty Page. She was in 1996.
You all know who, Abe, you're the young guy here. You all know who Betty Page is?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a friend of mine who she would... do her hair that way.
Yeah. I used to masturbate to her pictures when I was a kid.
She had the Betty Page bangs, and I was like, who's Betty Page? And I looked it up, and I was like, oh.
And you know, this guy's, do you know who Howard Stern is?
Yes.
Howard Sperm?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, okay, somebody asked.
Oh, the Redditors?
Somebody asked, they asked, what is this? And I remember that when we did our first TV shows, all the producers in the West Side would call and say, what is this? And my answer would be, it's a TV show. And what was his name from the Red Shoe Diaries?
Boy, you keep quizzing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was a guy. Don't worry about his name.
I've just discovered the names of the Hollywood show people, so I don't remember the name of that guy. But he was famous.
Yeah.
I don't remember these famous people unless they're right in front of my face. So I'm looking at the Lorenzo Lamas interview that I did, and an interview with Tara Patrick, and Blue Lagoon's Christopher Atkins. He has a lot of avid fans. Christopher Atkins, very interesting.
What does he do?
He was in Blue Lagoon, was his most well-known
with the model
film with
his name I don't remember.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields, right.
You got to go over to our YouTube channel to check out all of our amazing interviews. Yeah. And one of them is with our love boat captain. And this love boat captain, he was a great guy, and I definitely give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he wanted us to take down the video.
No, I don't think
he never asked for that.
He was so thrilled.
I think he was happy with it, and he was certainly happy doing it, and it was probably a nice moment for him. And so I also told them another quote from Jesus in speaking to those who would stone an adulterous woman in terms of them calling my business adult entertainment. Quote, let he that is without sin among you cast the first stone. John 7:5-3. So.
Amen and
amen. Yeah. Amen and amen.
So though I give Gavin MacLeod the benefit of the doubt, his apostles, I mean his PR people, were very sanctimonious. And nevertheless, we did not
That was a real tits and ass show.
The Hollywood show, the whole thing.
No, the love ship and the
love
boat.
Oh,
the love boat. Yes. And in a way, I saw it when I was a little girl. And it inspired me to create Bonoboville. It's part of the inspiration because people would come there looking for love. Mm. They were couples that were on the verge of divorce, like Gavin himself. They were singles looking for love, people that were divorcing, widows. It was a very nice, romantic, silly, corny show. And
cheap.
Cheaply made.
None of that destructive billions of dollars to build buildings that nobody's going to live in anymore.
No, they're going off on a cruise ship. But, you know, these cruises, they pump a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of controversial right now.
Yeah, the ships are monsters of the environment, these huge new ships.
Pew Pew D's says Charo can play the fuck out of a guitar.
Well, that's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pew Pew D.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of our Redditors very excited right now. Like, they're all Pew Pew D's also asked are any of you masturbating right now? And now there's some discussions on that. Some want to jack off. Someone got head. There's a lot.
Okay, I'm going to masturbate.
We're vibrating you right now. So
a lot of excited people. I think we should get to our last virtue for masturbation.
Turn off. Turn down the lights.
Ride that train.
Turn down the lights. Pull the car over. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, I'm coming back. I'm going to put on my birthday suit.
Yeah.
Feel better.
And we'll be right back.
That's one thing great about the Hitachi. You can make yourself come with your clothes on. It's very effective. Mm-hmm. I hear somebody got a new vibrator this week.
Oh, yeah. I heard the same.
Did you hear about that? Some woman down the street got a new vibrator?
A woman?
Whoa.
A woman.
Who was on the show last week.
Who was on the show?
Named Adriana.
That's just... Oh,
I heard through the vibration grapevine. There's a grapevine of vibrators that vibrate, you know, like whisper down the lane, vibrate down the lane. And you hear who's getting a new vibrator.
So, you know, I just want to say another little thing.
Last thing I want to add on that real quick is just that my first vibrator I bought for myself for my 30th birthday, and that was a super, like, fun way to celebrate myself.
Nobody bought it for
masturbation
you?
Masturbation month. No, I gave it to myself for my 30th
That's
birthday.
That's all right. Hey.
And that was my first one.
So. See, during our time, we
you
brought them.
Do you. Yeah, Max brought a nice vibrator. It was before the Hitachi. It was the Panasonic Panabrator.
Yeah.
which in a way
Panasonic.
I have to say is better than the Hitachi. Maybe because it was my first big vibrator. I had the little ones, and people had bought them for me, or I bought them for myself. But they were the little ones, and they just didn't pack the punch. Okay, let me get inspired. Okay. So that's what sealed the deal. His foot massages and the Panasonic Panabrator.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
You do it.
We've had a great month. It has been. It's been a lot of fun.
And Max and I did the mutual masturbation thing last night, and I tried to be a little quieter than I was last.
Look, the truth.
Why try though?
Well, because I was a little embarrassed. You guys were making fun of me.
I have a large vibrator, okay?
I think
I have a large vibrator that's rarely refused.
I love it.
But sometimes it is. Most of the time it is.
No,
not you. You're fine.
Oh, who else are you approaching with your large vibrator? Well, I just want to know if it's you and me and Jesus, or who, or Mary Magdalene, maybe.
Okay.
All right. And I called out to God. I say goddess a lot in my radio discourse and even regular conversation. I say it with my clients. But when I come, I say, oh, God. I don't know how to say, oh, goddess. It just doesn't happen. It's, oh, God. Or just. That's even worse. That one, too.
There's a lot of screaming and pauses. It's very loud.
I try to moan.
Wonderful.
In a sweet way. Like,
Pretty soon the neighbor's going to come over and put a thing on the door.
You put a noise complaint on you.
Noise complaint, right?
But when it really comes down to coming, it's like,
I think it's fun to like release that way though and be super free. But I also understand this. It's also fun to, I guess, keep quiet.
Yeah, sure. You can do that too.
I can see the fun in both.
I mean, if you're like, it's happening, it doesn't, you know, quiet, yelling, screaming, dancing, you know, what the fuck? That's life.
An orgasm is good in many different ways,
right?
And usually great. So.
Yes. Yeah, it's good
Eargasms
for you.
Orgasms are good, too.
It's like a fast 15, you know, old guy. It's a fast 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
Your heart is just
pumping.
You're going,
Now, the people that die from sex,
right,
that have a heart attack, are usually the people that don't have a lot of sex. Or sex with a new person. That can cause the heart attack. I'm not trying to say anything about you trying to share your big vibrator with Mary Magdalene over there, but just be forewarned that that is often the cause of the heart attack, is to have the sex with the new person. Maybe if your regular lover is there, it makes it okay. Probably that makes it okay.
Can you tell this guy what I looked like when I was 30 years old?
Just go to our drsusanblockinstitute.com/cougar article. It's on the Dr. Susan Block Institute site. There's a new article.
I love that article. It was really good. Very informative. I learned a few things as well as enjoyed it.
What'd you learn?
I guess I really didn't understand the term cougar or the difference between the MILFs. So I really liked that separation and the explanation. It was, the whole article was super sexy, and I just loved it. It was entertaining and, again, educational.
Know your MILFs from cougars.
Yes.
A MILF can be a cougar can be a MILF, but basically a MILF is a mother I'd like to FDR, you know. Well, you know what a MILF is. Like, Stifler's mom is the original MILF.
Mother I'd like to F.
She's also a cougar.
And before that, it was Stacy's
mom. A MILF could be any age, actually, as long as she's a mother. I mean, technically, a teenager could be a MILF because mm-hmm. she's a mother.
Any mother.
Any yeah. mother. You got to be a mother, though, I guess. I mean, I guess, you know, in fantasy,
a lot of people make that, yeah.
you could pretend to be a mother. I mean, I pretend sometimes to be a MILF, and I'm not really. I am child-free, although I'm a stepmother. Hey, hey, that's even sexier, right? And cougar is a word for an older woman. How old? Well, I guess that depends. If you're a teenager, I guess late 20s would be a cougar, for sure. Maybe even mid-20s. Typical kind of concept of a cougar is in her late 30s, early 40s, or maybe older. But she's in her prime, her sexual prime, and she's going after younger lovers, usually men, but could be women or gender-fluid people, which they call cubs. Now, she could be a MILF, but she could also be child-free. She's on the prowl.
Fapping Awesome says that MILF came into vernacular from the movie American Pie.
Well, that's why I said like Stifler's yeah. mom. She's the original MILF who is also a cougar. So it's normal to kind of mix the two up. But there is a bit of a difference.
Yeah, which is what I did until I read your article. So
and I would say, too, that a MILF is more of a sex object.
Mm-hmm.
And a cougar is more of a sex subject. In that a MILF yeah. doesn't really need to be turned on.
Yeah.
You could be attracted to a MILF who doesn't even look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in a way, Mary, Mother of Jesus, is a MILF.
But I think every kid also wanted to fuck their friend's mother. You know, that was in those days.
But
I don't wanna...
your friend's mother may not want to fuck you.
That's correct. Right. But some did.
And those would be the cougars.
Right. Oh, they're the cougars.
Yes.
Okay.
They're also MILFs because they're mothers.
Okay. They're MILF
the cougar, the
they
main
have PhDs,
essence
man.
Of the cougar is her desire. She has a desire.
Desire. Right,
to
right,
live
right,
life.
Right.
And
desire.
Have sex. Desire. To the fullest.
For sex, yes.
And
good.
Usually people her own age just can't keep up with her. That's the issue. That's why cougar is sometimes a phase. You're not necessarily born a cougar. Some are. Some people, usually ladies, would go for younger men, might be cougars from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
It's very normal in our society for men to go for younger women, of course. For a woman to go for a younger man is a little unusual. It goes against the grain for various reasons that you can read about in the article. But just know that it's changing. The winds of change are at our backs, ladies.
Excuse me. Sorry. Hi.
Yeah, I totally get it. Because, you know, most of the time, ladies prefer older men, right? Because the older men would be able to...
I don't know if I'd say mostly or normal. I don't know. But definitely, yes.
It's certainly what is expected by society.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
And most women want to do what's expected. Most men do, too. Most people want to fit in with
and
their
your,
community.
And
when have someone they can bring home to mom and dad.
Yeah, and that they can have babies.
Well, then there's that.
That's important. Here it is.
For some people.
We're going to mate. We're going to have babies and spread ourselves like insects, basically, which is okay, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean. It's
they can fly, they can do shit weird you can't even dream of doing. We gotta, you know. Anyway, MILFs, cougars, when do I tell my story?
Right ahead.
Do you have a MILF
right
in your
now,
life?
Right
Max?
Now.
Okay.
Do you have a cougar in your life? Max?
I've had a cougar and I've had a MILF and I've had. So my parents got divorced and I got shipped off to Italy on a ship by myself. I was 15 years old and I ended up in Italy. It's the first time that I ever got drunk. because you could drink, you could buy things. You were 15, it doesn't matter. Your mom sent you down to get liquor, you sell the liquor to the kid, you know, and not now. So, what was I talking about? Can you?
You're telling us your story.
Oh, yeah. So, I land in Italy, and of course, I'm 15, a very, very handsome guy. And I'm thinking, okay. And I'm down at the beach club, and I'm approached by an Italian man, and he says, you Americano, you, come. And I said to him, well, I speak Italian, what's up? He says, oh, I have someone I want you to meet, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's my first cougar. And she has this big cabana with all these guys hanging around. And me, I'm the piece of meat coming in on, you know, on the thing, whatever they call that. And so that was my first cougar, experience.
It doesn't sound positive, and I know it was.
No, I also was terrified because she tried to touch me between the V of my crotch.
Okay.
While we
you know,
were sitting
you didn't
in the
tell
car.
Me this. You're now making it sound so negative.
It's not negative. No.
Oh, wow. It sounds like she was a predator.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It sounds that way.
Well, I was.
And I want to warn people not to be predators. This is not an endorsement in any way of any kind of predatory activity. Certainly, if you are interested in younger lovers, don't go below the legal age.
Yes, here.
And the Cougar Sexuality article is filled with stories that are very positive and sexy, and a little bit of warning against some of the negativity that can befall you in the cougar lifestyle. But you should check it out, Cougar Sexuality Manifesto, on the Dr. Susan Block Institute site. So I have a statement here. This is the most time I've spent on one stream from Bean 420. So, hey, Bean 420, thank you very much for giving us that special record for Reddit, that this is the most time you've spent on one stream. And
that's
I will
real,
take
that's,
that as
that's
an award.
Nice.
I would like to make that up in a plaque. Bean 420. I like the name. It's not like I love guns. So it's a cool name. So we're with you, Bean 420. In fact, in honor of that, I'm going to take a puff myself. And hopefully I won't cough as much as some people.
By the way, I also
want to say that Ojix Capilot.
That's the one I was just going to say.
Oh, okay, you say.
Well, no, let's say, well, you just say. So you can take your pipe.
Somebody say.
Is eating cheating? Is that the one you're looking at, Dr.
It's,
Susie?
It's 420 somewhere.
Yeah. Is eating cheating?
That is an
that
important
gotta
question.
Got to put that in on the right moment.
And I heard that phrase in the 20th century.
What?
Back during the trial of Billy Jeff. President William Jefferson Clinton was on trial. He was impeached, and then he was on trial in the Senate, a strange trial. And he wasn't exonerated. He got to keep his day job, even though he got a blow job. And that was a big question. They said, is eating cheating? Because after all, he didn't have intercourse with Monica. And they said, we got a saying back in Arkansas, eating ain't cheating.
It's gotta be. It's still like oral sex.
Depends who's doing the eating.
It depends on who's doing the defining.
I thought it was the cigar that went in there.
The cigar.
You guys are talking about.
The cigar wasn't cheating.
Well, she was eating. She was certainly dining
somebody
at the presidential.
Something was going on. Okay?
Oval orifice. And, of course, I don't know if she actually ate it because it ended up on her dress.
Ah, on
so
her dress.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there was a debate about that subject, and I would say...
Was that the polka dot dress? Yeah.
I feel that eating is as much cheating as any type of sex. But I will say this. Some people don't, and that's okay.
Yeah, right.
I would say this, too. I don't consider it cheating to have phone sex with someone else.
I don't also consider that cheating. I think society does consider that cheating, but I agree with you. I don't consider that cheating.
People get
so
very,
some people do.
People get very upset
for like
if you want to give people pleasure.
Emotional. This is,
pleasure. Physical, emotional. You know. I think people want that.
Yeah.
I think it's natural. I really think that it's natural. We have these desires, and that those desires should, you know, be met as long as it's consensual and there's nobody hurt in it. I think that it's very
and slowly,
you know, natural.
Yeah, and slowly they're trying to, you know, organize us.
So, yeah, so I agree with Succulent Sunrise here, who says what Clinton did was totally cheating. And, yes, I would have to agree on a sexual analytical level. Does that mean he shouldn't be president? To me, no. That did not mean he shouldn't be president.
I agree.
And I don't think he was a predator. I know everyone's painting him as that now. Well, a lot of people. But she went after him. It was a vast right-wing conspiracy. As his wife said. And she was the woman who was cheated on with the Eaton. So that's why I think it was okay. If the wife is okay with it, then he can be president.
Yeah.
And I didn't love him as president. And I was really upset when after I defended him and his right to get a blowjob, then he goes and bombs the Balkans.
It's also an indication he's not getting a lot of sex at home. Perhaps.
I don't know if that's always the case. I'm not going to blame Hillary right now.
No, I don't blame her at all. She was cool with it. She stuck by the man. They've stuck with each other.
It happens.
She kept the last name.
It happens at all levels of...
So I got a few things I need to talk about. I'm going to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. As long as you let me finish the second part afterwards.
Also, to call us if you have your questions.
Yeah,
well,
call
honestly,
us.
I mean, we could save the second part of your cougar story for next week.
Thank you.
Well, I'm serious because we have current events to talk about.
Okay.
Things that we can't talk about next week.
Yes, of course.
Cougars will always be of interest.
They're always
in guarantee
style.
It. But on this Memorial Day, I know people are going to get really mad at me because now I'm switching the subject from cougars to something really sad. But I'm going to say it kind of quickly, but I got to say it. Because it is Memorial Day weekend, 2021. And I do want to just take a moment, not of silence, because this is radio and I am not Dr. Jean Scott. But I do want to remember the indigenous children who were killed by European settlers and the church. In the former Kamloops Residential School, and this was a place for indigenous students to stay in British Columbia. And remains of 235 children were just discovered. And then there's certainly many more. 150,000 children were separated from their parents and forced into these schools run by Christian churches. This was from the 1840s to the 1990s. And this particular school was run by the Oblates of Mary Immaculate.
Yeah.
MILF Mary.
Hello.
From 1892 to 1969.
So this was a religious school?
This was a
It was a place where they abducted.
Concentration camp.
A little concentration camp.
For First Nation tribes that was run by the Christian Church of the Immaculate Mary, the Oblates of Mary Immaculate. And there were other residences like this that were run by other churches. And the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who has almost as much of a hair problem as Toad Cruz, but has his heart in a better place, he did apologize, and he seemed sincere, because after all, it wasn't his fault. No, I mean, he did seem to sincerely apologize, and I'm sure that that is a political risk. But he seemed to mean it. And the First Nation leaders are now asking for the Pope to apologize. I think, of course, he should. I mean, Christian missionaries and churches forcibly separated children from their parents.
Sure. Yeah.
And then put the parents to work as slaves, basically, and in
and
education
them.
Camps.
You said it was from the
re-education.
1800s, you said?
Well, it started in the 1840s. I guess before that, they were just basically shooting Native Americans.
Yeah.
But then in the 1840s, they decided, well, maybe we shouldn't be shooting them.
We should be shooting other humans? Why are we shooting other humans?
And yet they were killing them in other ways, or maybe shooting them. Certainly letting them die and really mistreating them.
Can you imagine? We're like in gangs. Okay. we're going to kill them. That's it. Wow.
Amen and amen.
And a women. Amen and a women. Yeah.
So they are people to be mourned as much as any soldiers. Really. Like the children of Gaza who are now underground after the bombing. And many still suffering greatly. And we talked about that last week, so we're not going to talk about that very much. But we do want to say that our throwback for this week is masturbation, not occupation, which is a really wild show. It's an amazing show. The full title is Masturbation Not Occupation Winds Up the M Month on Memorial Day with Spectacular Squirting Climax, Shock and Awe with Zero Casualties. Featuring anti-war operations director Angela Keaton and comedian Daryl Wright.
Ah, Daryl.
Some dude named Jake. Some hot chick named Jade. Yeah, she's like a former Playboy model or something. Aaliyah Corsets, we know. She's hot. Monkey Bars guy who brought monkey bars for everybody to play with. Charlie. Not your brother. Nick Hankoff. Oh, yeah, he's from Anti-War 2, the anti-war group that has been kicked off of Twitter. Amanda Blow.
This is all three.
Speaking of blowjobs.
Yeah.
Without Amanda. Losing your day job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Amanda tries to make every guy Billy Jeff Clinton. I want to give you a blowjob, please. I'm Amanda Blow. I need Amanda Blow. I need Amanda Blow. She has given some amazing blowjobs on this show, and she does on this particular show. And Brittany Blaze.
If you want to learn how to get blowjobs, watch this.
Brittany Blaze, though, gives a great blowjob to Mow the Monster. And she also squirts with a big dildo. She masturbates for the Masturbation Month climax. It's fireworks, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, monkey spankers and plank yankers. Yeah. It is really wild. Squirting climax. And it takes a while. She actually can't make it happen. She's not Dume, let's put it that way. Or anybody. She doesn't just squirt because you kiss her. She uses this amazing, gigantic dildo. Let me see. It was one that we were given. Flash Brown. A gigantic Flash Brown dong. He gave it to us as a gift. Right. And she's going at it. She's trying, but she can't do it. And then Mo, the monster, steps onto the stage, very gallant-like, wearing a suit and tie, like Abe. This is... So she can't come. And then Mo, the monster, he just pushes the Flash Brown dong into her and twists it around. Real good. And then Brittany is blazing a geyser of pure, crystal clear female ejaculate. Everywhere. I got wet. Yes. Unlike America's Perma Wars, Brittany's battle has an ending. A very happy, victorious one, baptizing me and my cameraman in her holy water.
Yay, cameraman.
We also have a question. We have a debate on Reddit, just wondering if squirting is piss or not.
It is not.
It is not.
It is like 2% piss, okay? There is piss in it, but it is mostly H2O.
Ooh.
There is also a certain amount of Skene's gland fluid that is sort of like prostate fluid, the female prostate, as Deborah Sundahl explains in her book on the subject. And you feel that when you press the G spot, which is a spongy part of the vagina at the top of the roof of the vaginal cave. The cave is very smooth, but there's this spongy part. When you press it, if you do it right,
you get wet.
It feels so good.
More than that.
Oh, yeah. It's like the male P-spot. It's the female prostate. It's the G-spot, and that emits this fluid, female prosthetic fluid. And that's about 1-2%. Most of it is water. The human body is mostly water. And hey, just like last night, right? I peed right before we had sex. I let it all out. Piss. And I gotta admit, it smelled like piss. Okay. Then we're like having sex and I come. And, or did I come? Maybe I hadn't quite come yet. Because it usually happens before you come. We had done the intercourse thing. Okay. We did the mutual masturbation thing. Then we did the intercourse thing.
Is that what I was doing last night?
Yeah. MBH 1975, welcome back on Reddit, says, God bless the G-spot.
And then I get off of Mr. Happy. And I go, I gotta go pee. And then I go to the toilet and I let it out. But it's not pee. It doesn't smell like pee. And I had just peed 10 minutes before. And we only have sex for 10 minutes. No, but then we continued having sex. And yeah, and then I didn't have to go. Yeah, well, you know, you get a lot done in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and so Anyway.
When you hit the right spots, you know.
I think I took it to the porcelain god because I didn't want to squirt in the bed and then have to change the sheets. And I just don't like doing that. So when I am doing this sort of thing in the bathtub or out in the patio or on a show or something or a tile floor, I let it rip. It's a beautiful arc of holy water.
Yeah, I am trying to squirt for my first time. And I've been trying and trying. Do you have any tips for us first timers?
Have you tried doing it outside or in a tub?
So that it, you think it's like people being in their head about making a mess?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying.
I am a very messy person. Look at my desk. But there's a limit to mess. Okay. Yeah, I got it clean the other day.
It looks
but
great.
I'm telling you, I don't like the kind of mess where your bed is like.
I agree with that. Maybe
filled
you're
with
right.
female ejaculate. And I have done that. Okay. And it's not bad like piss. Okay. It doesn't smell fine. But it's so wet.
And cold.
It gets cold very quickly.
Okay.
It's cold, and you don't want to sleep in it, and you don't want to change it because you feel so good after you come. So, yeah, so I have a semi-conscious break on my female ejaculation when we're just having what I would call everyday sex. Okay. I'm just not going to ejaculate. I'm not going to do it in the bed anyway. Yeah. Maybe I'll do it in the toilet. It's not because it's partly pee. It's just because it's wet. And as my friend Rhiannon was saying, female ejaculation was more acceptable. Our bedrooms would be different. They would be more like
water beds.
Yeah, you know, or some kind of bathroom, shower, luxury arrangement where you would have sex in the bathroom because it would be so big and luxurious. But anyway, it's not like that. So I think that that's a big reason why we don't ejaculate more often. So that would be my number one suggestion. And I have lots of other suggestions, okay. But we have a lot to talk about and it's already 10 minutes in. And we always get lost in the world of baptism. Mm. See, those Christians, they got a lot of good terminology.
Yeah.
I take it shamelessly because I like the idea that female ejaculate is holy water. And it is. It's very special. If you experience, you know it. Mm-hmm. Whether you do it or you see it, you smell it, you feel it all over your face, whether it happens all over your cock.
It feels like you peed in your pants.
Oh, Max. You are unromantic. And know what?
I'm publicly accused.
Prince Max is a very romantic guy. I married you for the romance.
I know.
Say that to me when I do it. You never say that to me. And now I know that you actually think that and that you're waiting for the next edition of FDR to say what you really think of my wet pussy. That you think you peed in your pants.
You guys gotta see Max's face. He's smiling, he's grinning, he's grinning from ear to ear.
I know you love it. Pee pee pants.
Uh-oh.
This is the last night of masturbation month. Mm-hmm. So I gotta say, the last virtue, which is really the first virtue and benefit of masturbation. And I've given the other 7 already, so listen to our past shows if you need them. Know thy sexual self. That's right. Nobody talks about it, but the longest term relationship you will ever have with anyone is the one you have with yourself. So why not make it a good one? Mm-hmm. Masturbation enables you to know thyself. with a hat tip to Socrates, right? He said, know thyself. And that's probably one of the more profound statements of human so-called civilization. Know thyself. Mm. Sexually speaking. So really, what this virtue is saying is, get into it. You do you. And get to know you. Treat yourself. Just for a few moments, focus on your pleasure. Without worrying about anybody else but you. And maybe me. You can think about me. You can think about whoever you want. But it's all really about you. You love you. If you pleasure you, you turn self-pleasure into self-love. Yeah. And no. That doesn't make you selfish. It makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you're more likely to be good to others.
You don't be angry.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense to me. Yeah.
I like to make sense, even when it's nonsense. But yeah, masturbation makes a lot of sense. Really. There's a lot of forms of sex that are nonsense. Really. They're funny. People's fetishes. Whoa. But just the idea of giving yourself pleasure, even if it does involve nonsensical fetishes, or even if it's just average, whatever it is, it's important. Not just for you, but for everyone around you. Because it's important for you to take care of you. It's why, as George Carlin said, God, or I add, or the goddess, had intended us not to masturbate, he, or I add in she, would have made our arms shorter. You see our cousins, the bonobos, doing it. You even see our other cousins, the common chimps, doing it, especially in the zoo where there's not a lot to do. And, you know, other great apes don't do it so much. Their genitals aren't as big and kind of out there. But, yeah, bonobos and common chimps have theirs really big and out there, especially bonobos. But humans are pretty big and out there. And, yeah, women's a little less. So, women, you gals, you got to do it. You got to try it.
Yeah.
To learn about yourself. For guys, yours is just knocking on the door of your tummy when you get hard.
It goes, talks to
hey,
you.
Hey.
I have voices in my ear from this guy like, Max, what the hell's going on?
Right. And he sometimes talks to me too, I want you to know. He does. He talks directly to me without you.
So there are very strong pull things apart kind of thing.
And Miss Pussle also speaks, but maybe a little quieter at first. Although if you get her going, she can scream bloody murder. That's the thing. She got range. Sometimes because she speaks quietly, you got to coax her out, ladies, which is why we like our...
Whoa.
Yeah, I got it on high.
Whoa.
Hitachi.
I feel that right here behind right behind the bar.
Yes, indeed. So that's your masturbation month virtues, and
they were really fun all month. I hope you guys who tuned in with us all month enjoyed those too.
masturbation, not occupation. And I'm talking about the occupying of indigenous peoples all over the world that the U.S. especially is engaged in, but also Israel is engaged in, and to some degree the other Western countries are also engaged. And maybe we can say, yeah, China, there's a lot of this conquering that goes on. And yet there is an awareness in the world. Masturbation, not occupation. Right. By the way, DomCon is coming.
Yes,
I will be mistress of ceremonies.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know whether I'm going to wear a mask or what, but I guess some of the time, because I don't know what's going on with this crazy little bug.
Masks are sexy.
I'm not talking about the cicadas, but hey, all right, I'll deal with it. It's in August.
Hey, honestly, people at DomCon already wore masks.
Exactly.
Even before yeah, this corona apocalypse, you know?
A lot of people did.
Because masks are sexy.
They wore like doggy masks.
Exactly.
And, yeah, they were dogs and donkeys and
horses.
Horses and
banditos.
Kitties and
okay. All kinds of masks. It's true. It's true.
And bonobos.
It works. It's fun when you think of it as a costume. And that's what you get to do at DomCon. So check it out.
It's a big ass
show. Come join us at the Hilton. Yeah.
It's a big role play. It's, what do they call it? Live action role play? LARP?
LARP?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's kinky LARP.
Yeah.
It's kinky LARP.
Does it have anything to do with lard?
No. That's something
else.
Well,
that's something else.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, okay. It's super fun times.
It's not butter or anything greasy.
No, it's live
action
roleplay.
Be with your fellow kinksters.
Yeah.
Be whoever you want to be.
It's going to be super fun.
So I also want to just say that the show that we're playing in the throwback is, of course, in 2013, Masturbation, Not Occupation. And we're talking about imprisoning people, and so we're really taking Obama to task for the imprisonment of Chelsea Manning, who was at the time called Bradley Manning. And she was a whistleblower, of course, an American activist and former U.S. Army soldier who got enlightened. You could say saw Jesus, if you want, but certainly saw that we were committing war crimes, and so gave information to WikiLeaks. And I believe she's free right now, but at the time she was in prison. And right now, Julian Assange is in prison. And it's just unconscionable that on Memorial Day, we are leaving a journalist who uncovered American war crimes, who was copied by other journalists all over the world, to languish in a high security prison. Just something to mourn and something to change, because he is still alive. But if we don't do something about it, he will die in there. Oh boy. So yeah.
Everybody's
free Julian Assange.
Yeah.
And
because you're next.
Join us at DomCon. And you know what? If you're wanting to meet me, I'll be there. A lot of my clients want to meet me, and I'm not seeing clients in person these days because I feel the corona apocalypse is still going on. Sorry, you deniers. I love you, but you don't have to see me. That's all. Anyway, I do talk to you on the phone. And all the royals are opening up about their trauma. And, you know, it's okay. It's cool. I mean, everybody's doing it. Mental health, Take care of it. That includes your sexual mental health. So, maybe you should take care of that. Right? And if you need to talk to somebody that'll really help, you might want to give our Therapists Without Borders a call at 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
All right. Good night. From my house to your house. A lot of people asked, what is this?
Where we were too, California.
It's just a little show. Take care.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, LaRue on 22S. Dr. Susan got it going on. Yeah, and Punisher 60710. I'd let her rock my world any way she wants. Punish me, Punisher. Oh, yeah. And Melt Lord 44 says, my last political leader never apologized for anything. Right, so we know who that was, the former guy. Succulent Sunrise is talking about the indigenous people that died. So sad. I read a book about what it was like in those schools. And Pew Pew D's says, well, I think I better masturbate before it gets too late. Oh, rhymes. And he wants recommendations. Why don't you go to drsusanblock.tv?
You won't be disappointed.
Or Clip-O-Rama if you want to cut to the chase.
It's all free.
Clip-O-Rama.com with dashes.
Yeah, it's all free.
Clip-O-Rama. Clip-O-Rama.
And LaRue thinks kissing is more intimate than F-U-C-K-ing. But this is a show called F-U-C-K, The Rich, because that's what the rich need. We didn't talk too much about that, but the rich keep getting richer, and you got to get yours. We got to get ours. We the people. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. It's still Masturbation Month, even if that someone is you. I love you. Happy birthday, Abe!
Happy birthday,
thank you, everybody. Thank you, Casey. Thank you, Dr. Susie. Thank you, Jugs. Thank you, Mariah. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Adriana. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.